Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Oh my God, I love this woman and I don't even know her. I've never written a fan letter in my life, but I really wanted to this time. Instead, I wrote a blog post. Moving on. Let's dig deeper on my favorite tool that she uses, the juxtaposition. Seriously, this technique is not used often enough, in my opinion. Here are my two favorite places where juxtapositions really rock. First up, to introduce a contrarian idea. As I noted in the post, being provocative isn't enough. It's used too often to grab the spotlight. But using the attention-getting juxtapositions can break through the noise. The favorite example from the article is her use of music. It's universal, so there's no explaining. And David Bowie, Pink Floyd, everyone knows those songs, so the connection between them and her views are instant. This moment of recognition is enough to draw folks in and listen more. Second, to make predictions. Again, my favorite use from the article is how Agati tied her predictions to music. She doesn't use these songs to prove her point, though. They just quickly set up the data that supports her views. And yes, analogies are great too, but everyone uses them nowadays. Juxtapositions work a lot faster, perfect for short attention spans. The common denominator here, introductions. Juxtapositions are great because they grab attention quickly. They create enough intrigue, but at the same time, easily understood. That said, let's be strategic here. By finding the best places to use the element of surprise that juxtapositions provide, we create a brand voice that everyone will recognize. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.